Coming up on Encouragement Live, have you ever thought about where you will be 1 minute after you die? We'll talk about that topic tonight with pastor and author Dr. Erwin Lutzer. He joins me with two biblical answers on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of issues. And tonight I'm pleased to be joined by Dr. Erwin Lutzer, for many years the senior pastor of the historic Moody Church in Chicago. Now Dr. Lutzer is a conference speaker. He's authored numerous books, including the one we'll be discussing this evening, 1 Minute After You Die. That book, by the way, has 700,000 copies in print. Erwin, great to have you back on Encouragement Live.
Great to be with you, Don. And I have to say that we'll be discussing the most important question that anyone could ever face. The question that is most important is not who's going to be elected this November, though that is important. The most important question is where we will spend eternity. You know, I was explaining to someone just the other day that when you think of it, time is very short, eternity is very long, and you think of all the people who give so much attention to this life, and if they're going to Europe, they buy books about travel and so forth,
yes,
and they don't give any thought to where they will spend eternity.
And there's one book that tells us how to go to the right place and avoid the wrong place in eternity. As I mentioned at the top of the show, you really have two answers to the question, 1 minute after you die, where will you be? And either of those is instantaneous, correct?
Yes. You know, it's very sobering to realize that when somebody dies, we just see the demise and the death of their body. But on the other side, in the invisible world, they have a soul. And that soul can be likened onto the mind. It is the mind of the person. So when you go to heaven, for example, and maybe I'm getting ahead of where you want to go, but when you get to heaven, your soul takes on the characteristics of the body. So people in heaven can communicate with one another. They can recognize one another. But the simple point is that that's one answer that we will discuss. And the other is to go to a place called Hades, and eventually Hades will be cast into hell.
Mm.
Terrifying.
Yes.
But we're not the one that makes up the rules.
But tonight we're going to talk about these issues, and some of you perhaps are very fearful about death. Maybe you have lost a loved one. Maybe you've had a close call with death in your life. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. Dr. Erwin Lutzer has written a number of books in addition to 1 Minute After You Die: Pandemics, Plagues, and Natural Disasters, certainly a timely book in light of COVID. What is God Saying to Us? Failure, the Back Door to Success, one of my favorites of your books, Erwin. And then Covering Your Life in Prayer, How to Break a Stubborn Habit. These are all very timely books, and I believe Amazon is the best place to order your books. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. They can go to Amazon, or even better, ChristianBook.com. It's not Christian Books, plural, but ChristianBook.com. They usually have some great sales.
Okay, that's a good thing. I get emails from them, and in fact, that's where I purchased my copy of 1 Minute After You Die, was on ChristianBook.com. So folks, keep that website in mind, and keep in mind our toll-free number if you'd like to call us. You have a question or a comment. Talking about 1 minute after you die, 855-586-LIFE.
That unwanted vehicle of yours might not take you anywhere, but it can drive encouragement and hope to listeners everywhere. Donate it to Encouragement Live, and we'll pick it up, even if it isn't running. We'll use it to fund this ministry. It's easy and free. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. Get the eyesore out of your yard and donate that car today. Call 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
The focus is Jesus. The message is the gospel. The task is the Great Commission.
Global Advance founder Dr. David Shibley on the focus of his worldwide ministry.
Prayer is more important than ever before. These men live in danger, and our teams that go to minister to them are increasingly in danger.
To learn more about empowering frontline leaders worldwide, visit globaladvance.org. That's globaladvance.org.
Tonight on Encouragement Live, we've all heard the old saying, there's nothing certain but death and taxes, and we've just finished making this year's contribution to the government. But I suspect there's some people who've figured out how to avoid taxes. But Dr. Erwin Lutzer with me tonight, author of the book, 1 Minute After You Die. I don't think anybody's figured out how to avoid death, correct?
That's right. The statistics on death are very impressive. It's one person out of one, except, of course, that there may be a whole generation that is alive when Jesus returns.
Right.
So they will avoid death. But apart from that, everybody dies. As a matter of fact, some very healthy people even die young. It's truly amazing. The ability to predict who is going to live long oftentimes falls short. You know, Don, maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but my father lived to 106, my mother to 103.
I think you mentioned that one time on the program, Erwin. Really astounding, amazing.
It is amazing. And they, of course, were longing for heaven. They thought that God had misplaced their address, so to speak. And, of course, for the last 20 years of their lives, if I might say it, they didn't have any peer pressure. But here's the point. They were ready for death. They were longing for it because there comes a time, especially in the lives of those who are older, when they long to be with Jesus, weary of life. And so the question is, of course, and we'll get to this later on in the program, is how we can be sure. Now, to show you how up to date this is, this past week I was in a waiting room. And there was a woman there, and she was the only person there. And I began a conversation with her, and her husband died at the age of 86, and she now was 86. And so I asked her what she expected when she died. As a matter of fact, I asked two people that this week. It's a great way to begin a conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
And she said, well, I hope to be reunited with those that I know. And I said, okay, what gives you the hope or the assurance? And, of course, she gave the standard default answer. You know, I've tried to live a good life. My husband tried to live a good life.
Oh, yes.
So the question after that is, what if God's standard is higher than that? And at that point, you know, the conversation becomes very quiet.
Yes.
And then you get to explain that Jesus Christ meets God's demands for us, and we are saved wholly and totally on the basis of his merit. If it were on the basis of our own flawed performance, we would never get there, and we have no assurance that we would get there.
Yeah.
But assurance is based on the promises of Christ, and therefore it doesn't matter how high God's standard is as long as Jesus meets it for us.
And Erwin, I know you join me in saying that we would love to talk with anyone tonight who absolutely is not sure about where you will go or where you will be 1 minute after you die. We would love to share with you from God's Word how you can be absolutely certain that you'd go into the presence of the Lord. Our number is 855-586-5433, 855-586-LIFE. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins.
As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences, and with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Sat7 is Satellite Christian Television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Encouragement Live coming your way tonight on this radio network, these radio stations. Our team includes Danny and Rodney and Chris and Cora and Riley and Keith. Brad and Nikki and Kathy not able to be with us tonight, but Brad has produced this excellent music you're listening to. And you can Google Brad Smith Art and find some more of this great, easy listening music. Dr. Erwin Lutzer with me this evening on the program talking about his book, One Minute After You Die. Erwin, there are a number of statements in Scripture about death. I'd like to toss three of them at you and get you to comment on each one. We may explore more than that. But Paul called this the last enemy that will be destroyed.
Exactly. And it is an enemy. You know, just this week, someone at Moody Church sent a text to us saying that her father died unexpectedly, so the family is grieving, and death is an enemy. But isn't it interesting that in the book of Hebrews, I think it's in chapter 2 near the end, it says that Jesus Christ died to take away the fear of death.
Yes.
In other words, it is the last enemy, but it is a defeated enemy. And while we have to pass through the curtain of death, so to speak, we get to the other side. And as believers, we discover that it is an enemy, but it's a defeated enemy. Maybe a good way to look at it is Satan, who is still given a lot of latitude here in the world, obviously, but he has already been condemned. His sentence has already been pronounced. He has already been declared to be defeated, but he's given some latitude now until the end, and then, of course, he'll be cast into the lake of fire. So death is an enemy, most assuredly, but it's a defeated enemy. And on the other side, there's hope and there is fellowship with Christ and with others.
And that brings me to a statement at the end of 1 Corinthians 15. Death is swallowed up in victory. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, when you stop to think of it, the worst thing that can happen to any person in this world, if they live only for this world, well, let me change that. For the unbeliever, this is the best the world will ever be. After this, there is judgment and there is hell. For the unbeliever, this is your best life now. But for the believer, this is your worst life now. It'll never get worse than this.
Yes.
No matter how much we go through, either physically or emotionally, because of what's going on in the world, no matter what price. I've just been watching some clips of Nazi Germany because I hope to be there in 2 weeks leading a tour. And the horrors are just beyond imagination. But they do have an end. So no matter how bad life is here, I can assure you it's far worse on the other side for those who do no matter how bad it's here, for those who are believers, it's beauty on the other side. Maybe I can illustrate it this way. A number of years ago, we were in California, and somebody said, across the way, Frank Sinatra is buried. So we found his grave. Someone had a cell phone, and they said, you know, go down this path and you'll find it. The first thing that struck me is that his grave was no different than the others around it. It was one of these graves where you have flat stones so a lawnmower can go over them directly.
Yeah.
But on his tombstone are written these words, "The best is yet to come." I discovered later that it was one of his favorite songs. But as I stood there, I realized this. I'm not Frank Sinatra's judge. We'll leave that to God.
Yes.
But unless he has found protection in Christ, the worst is yet to come.
Yeah.
The life that he lived now is the best experience he will ever have. After he dies, without Christ, without the protection that we have in Christ from God's wrath, it's going to be very terrible. So, for the believer, yep, the best is yet to come. For the unbeliever, the worst is yet to come.
Which ties into the third statement I wanted to bring up out of Scripture, and that is Paul's statement in Philippians 1, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And that's sort of not the way most people think of death.
You know, if it wasn't for Paul putting Christ there, what would you put there? For me to live is money, let's suppose, and to die is what? For me to live is fame, and to die is, you can fill in the blank.
Yeah.
But because for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, wow, what a statement. You know, in the book that we're talking about tonight, 1 minute after you die, I tell the story. I contrast Hamlet with the Apostle Paul. Do you remember Hamlet in, he gives a soliloquy because he's contemplating suicide?
Yes.
His life is so miserable. But he says, in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil. In other words, he says, life is unbearable.
Yeah.
But if I commit suicide, it might even be worse. So here's the contrast. Hamlet says, live or die, I lose. The Apostle Paul says, live or die, I win. For me to live is Christ, death is a gain. So that's the contrast, and it's found all the way through Scriptures. And to all those who are listening tonight who've never savingly believed on Christ, this is their opportunity to understand the gospel, to believe the good news that they might be saved.
And you may be listening tonight and you do not feel that assurance. Perhaps you have walked a church aisle, you've shaken a preacher's hand, maybe you've prayed a certain prayer, but you still have questions. Have I genuinely trusted Christ? If my time came tonight, would I have the assurance that I would be absent from the body and present with the Lord? Give us a call. Talk with Dr. Lutzer and me about it. 855-586-LIFE is the toll-free number. 855-586-5433. Now, there's some questions, Irwin, that people tend to have about death. What about little children, and what about people who mentally are challenged to the point where they have trouble understanding the gospel?
Well, you know, oftentimes I grew up with the idea of a debate as to what was the age of accountability. I don't think that we should talk about an age of accountability. I think we should talk about a state of accountability. Because some people who have a mental disability, for example, they may be in their teens, they may be 20 or 30 years old, but they can't comprehend the gospel. And my view, which, you know, the scripture is basically silent on it, but I think the state of accountability in the lives of most people is much older than some people think. I think that it may be even as far as the teen years, maybe even beyond that. Here's an interesting thought.
Okay.
There's only one place in the Bible where God says that there were those that were innocent and those who were guilty that I can think of. Maybe a listener has another take on that. They may think of something that I'm not thinking of. But in the Old Testament, God said to Joshua and to Moses, those who are over 20 years old are going to die in the desert. But those who are 20 and younger, he says, in effect, there's a phrase there, for whom they have no responsibility for the decision that was made.
Yeah.
They are the ones that are going to go into the land. Now, I'm not saying that the age or the state of accountability for most people is 20, but it might be higher. We don't know when people cross the line. We do know that children can be saved, absolutely, genuinely so.
Yes.
All kinds of testimonies. There are people listening tonight who no doubt would say, I came to saving faith in Christ when I was 6 years old or 10 years old. In my case, it was about 12 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know, but the point is this. When a child dies, they are saved by the blood of Christ, but God holds people accountable for the decisions that they make when they are able to make decisions and when they're in a position where they can have knowledge. And sometimes that knowledge is only the conscience. It only may be nature, as Paul says in Romans chapter 1. But accountability ultimately is going to be dependent upon knowledge.
And you bring up a point that I think is very important, and that is that some people perhaps do not have the full gospel message, but if they are walking in the light they have, God will, and I've heard it put this way, God will be obligated to send them additional light, such as certain tribal peoples.
Yes. And we have to recognize that hell is not the same for everyone.
Yeah.
Luke 12:48 comes to mind. You know, the one who knew God's will be beaten with many stripes.
Yes.
The one who didn't know God's will be beaten with few. So there will be responsibility. But ultimately, responsibility is based on knowledge. And that's why tonight's program, Don, for some people who are listening, is really terrifying.
Yes.
Because if they don't accept Christ, they will have a lesser possibility of an excuse, because they won't be able to say, well, we didn't hear the gospel. And so there will be greater accountability. The greater the light, the greater the accountability.
Yes. And tonight, friend, we want to make it very clear to you that Scripture points out that every one of us has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3:23. And the penalty for sin is death, Romans 6:23. But the good news is Christ paid the penalty, took your place and mine on the cross, Romans 5:8. When we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And therefore, friend, if you will place your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, admitting that you're a sinner and cannot save yourself, then you can pass from death to life and have the assurance that to be absent from this body will be to be present with the Lord. And if you have questions about that, Dr. Erwin Lutzer and I would love to talk with you about it. The number toll-free is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-LIFE. 866-586-5433. And by the way, these programs are archived on our website, encouragementlive.org. Dr. Lutzer's books are available at christianbook.com.
Here's a conversation from hisfaithfulstewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer's book, One Minute After You Die, is providing our discussion tonight, and that book is available along with other books that Dr. Lutzer has written at christianbook.com. Again, that's christianbook.com. Daniel is our first caller tonight, listening in Louisiana. Daniel, go right ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lutzer and Mr. Hawkins. My question, me and my twin brother, we studied the Bible, and we wanted to know, all right, on YouTube, you show videos of people that Jesus or angel took to hell. Is that real, or is that real? Like, if you die today, does your soul go to hell and be tormented by demons until Jesus come and you have to go through the white throne judgment, or what is what?
Good question, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel, thank you. When you go online, there are just all kinds of videos about near-death experiences, people saying, I died and saw Jesus. Some of them saying, I saw Jesus and he told me that there are many ways to heaven. Other people claim that Jesus gave them a message. All of those have to be evaluated, and I would very much encourage you, Daniel, don't get your theology that way, because you never know, and there are demonic experiences where Satan may appear as an angel of light, and the people think that they're talking to Jesus. I'm thinking of one woman, for example, who said that Jesus showed her many paths, the Buddhist path, the Hindu path, the Islamic path, and he said that all of them lead to heaven. That is demonic. There's only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ. Now, to answer to your question, there is some truth in what you said. If a person dies without faith in Christ, they go to a place called Hades, and Hades will be thrown into hell. Now, I do not believe that they are tormented by demons. In hell, demons are the tormented. They are not the tormentors. In other words, they themselves are tormented. But they're not the ones that are tormenting human beings. That comes about, I think, in medieval times.
Yeah.
But the person who dies, who goes to hell, is under the wrath of God. So he is going to have to deal with his own sin, with all of its regrets and all of its guilt forever without any hope of it ever being taken away. So that's, I think, the way in which we have to understand it. But go to the Bible. Don't go to YouTube. It might mislead you.
Yes. Daniel, I have a question for you, Daniel. Have you come to a place in your life, you and your twin brother, where you have turned to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith and placed your trust in him as your Savior?
Yes, sir. But, you know, I guess from my studying, it says when you die, the body goes back to the earth. So, and when Christ comes again the second time, he's going to rapture the ones in the grave that are saved, and
yes,
then the ones that are still alive on earth. And then he's going to come back another time for the ones that didn't make it. Am I correct?
You are correct, yes,
in this sense, mm-hmm, that it is true. As a matter of fact, this past week, I was at a funeral. I took a funeral on Friday, and that dear lady, she's in heaven now. She was a very godly woman with her faith in Christ. Her body goes to the grave. Someday, the bodies are going to be raised. And this is so exciting for believers because the Bible says in Philippians that our body shall be like unto his glorious body. Hmm. So he is going to return and he is going to raise everyone. As a matter of fact, yes, everyone is going to be raised. But those who are raised unto life are the ones with their faith in Christ. Those who are raised to eternal death, they're the ones that do not have their faith in Christ. And so they're the ones that eventually will be in hell. So I hope that clarifies it for you.
Well, if I can take at least 30 more seconds. So let me ask you this. So if somebody dies, the living part of you, your soul, your spirit, whatever you want to call it, is dead or it's alive somewhere? The one that didn't make it, the one that didn't believe and have faith.
Yeah.
Are they alive somewhere?
Yeah, they are alive somewhere. If you want more information about this, you can go to the 16th chapter of Luke, where Jesus tells the story of the rich man who found himself in Hades after he died. And he was very much alive. He knew who he was. He remembered his brothers. So he was there, however. And on the other side, because in those days there was a gulf that separated them. Today they are totally apart without any connection. But there was Lazarus, who was in paradise.
Hmm.
So there are two different places that people go. But are people conscious after they die today? Yes.
Hmm.
Now, there are many people who believe that the soul sleeps. And so they think that people who die today are totally unconscious and their soul doesn't sleep until the day of resurrection. But this, of course, can be easily disproven from the Bible. When Jesus was on the cross, you remember the man said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Today, you will be with me in paradise."
Yes.
That's one reason. The other reason is the passage that Don already referred to, where Paul says, "To live or die is gain because I will be with Christ." So Paul expected to be with Christ at death.
Yeah. Erwin, would you lead us in prayer for Daniel and for his brother?
Father, only you know the hearts of Daniel and his brother. And we thank you that they're thinking about these things. They're thinking about eternity. I pray that you might help them to understand very clearly that Jesus alone is the Savior.
Yes.
And may they have the assurance that their faith and trust is in him because of repentance and faith coming to him to receive the gift of eternal life. Birth that assurance within them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Daniel, I want to encourage you to go to that website, ChristianBook.com, and order a copy of 1 Minute After You Die.
The dead.
Yes. Yes, okay, very good. Thank you. God bless. 855-586-5433 is the number. 855-586-LIFE. Ann is listening in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Ann.
I've always been a Christian, but I mean, I think since I was a little girl, but I wasn't knowledgeable at all. And I've never had a experience where I can say I was born again. And some people will say, you know, I was 7 years old on a certain day, and I can't say that.
Yeah, Ann, I'm so glad you called us tonight. Erwin, when a person doesn't know of a specific time that they came to trust Christ as Savior, you as a pastor, I'm sure, have addressed that issue. What would you share with Ann and with others who may be in that very situation?
Ann, let me ask you a question. If you died today, where do you think you'd be and why?
I think I would be in heaven.
Why?
But I can't say, well, because I believe.
All right. If you have put your faith and trust in Christ and are not trusting anything else, there are two promises that we have to receive. Number one, that Jesus does receive those who come to him in repentance and faith. And number two, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are indeed God's children.
Yes.
So I urge you, even if you can't remember whether you had the experience or you haven't had the experience, right now, confess your faith in Christ without trying to analyze whether or not it happened in the past.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because we can't go into the past. Now, there are some people who might not know the day and the hour because they perhaps received Christ as a child or they believed on him and they can't point to a date. But if you can't point to a date, make today that date and make sure that your faith and trust is in Christ alone.
And Ann, it sounds like you have trusted in Christ, but would you like to follow Dr. Lutzer's counsel and just pray with us and make sure that today is a day that you can say that I have made sure that I place my trust in Christ? Would you do that?
Sure.
All right, I'd like to ask you to pray with me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe you died for me.
I believe you died for me.
And that you rose again from the dead.
Just a minute, I rose again from the dead.
And I'm placing my trust in you today.
And I'm placing my trust in you today.
To make sure that I have eternal life.
To make sure I have eternal life.
And you've said that those that come to you, you will not cast out.
You said that those who come to you, you will not cast out.
Thank you for granting me today the assurance of my salvation.
Thank you. I say that again.
Thank you for giving me the assurance of my salvation today.
Thank you for giving me the assurance of my salvation today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And
I guess, as far as faith goes, I guess, grow in faith.
You sure can grow in faith. And if you'll stay on the line, we want to share a little bit more with you. We're coming up on a break. Can you stay with us on the line?
Yes.
Thank you, Ann. Very important that you do so. Dr. Erwin Lutzer's book is titled 1 Minute After You Die. You can order a copy at ChristianBook.com. Also, his other books, Failure, The Back Door to Success, Pandemics, Plagues, and Natural Disasters, What is God Saying to Us? And there are others there as well. I would encourage you to check those out. And if you'd like to download a copy of this program. It will be available on our website, encouragementlive.org. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back and talk further with Ann, share some things that will encourage and help her. And we'd love to talk with you as well, friend, at 855-586-5433. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences. And with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
We're back on Encouragement Live talking with Ann in Oklahoma. Ann, are you still with us?
I am.
Good. Let's get some feedback from Dr. Erwin Lutzer. Erwin?
Yes, Ann, when you doubt your salvation, just because you haven't had an experience in the past, and some of us can't remember all the things that have happened, always remember today. Today is, what, the 20th of April, 2024, and say, I prayed to receive the Lord in sincerity and faith. He promised that as many as received him, to those he gives the authority to become the children of God. Stand on promises like that and other promises that Don has given you. And so grow in the faith, as you indicated, you'd like to do that. Find a good church that preaches the gospel. Associate with others who are also born-again believers. And by the way, if you receive Christ as Savior, you are born again.
Yes.
That's a term that also can be used for the experience that we talk about. And so move on from there. Read the Bible. Read the promises. Read through the New Testament and be encouraged.
And let me pray for you, Anne. Heavenly Father, thank you for Anne. Thank you that tonight she was willing to express her faith in you in prayer. And Lord, I pray that you would grant to her the assurance of heart and mind that she has indeed trusted you as her personal Lord and Savior. And I pray that she might indeed grow in grace and knowledge of Christ. Help her to find and connect with a good Bible-teaching church. Help her to benefit from Christian radio, from American Family Radio and the programming there. Help her, Lord, to be able to have the assurance now that she's trusted in you, and use her to impact and reach out to others as well. Encourage her heart, I pray, and grant her that assurance in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're so glad you called us tonight. We're going to get back with you and get some resources into your hands, okay?
Okay. What was that book?
That book is titled 1 Minute After You Die, and you can order that at christianbook.com. Christianbook.com. You get that?
I'm in the car, but I'm stopped now.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you called us. Yes, go ahead.
One thing I was worried about is I'm so afraid of the future.
Yeah.
And it looks, and I think that might be a sin.
Well, you see, it's very easy to be afraid of the future. There's so many bad things going on. But the good news is, when you've trusted in Christ, all of that's in His hands. Our times are in His hands. And that's where that passage in Philippians 1 that we were talking about earlier, Dr. Lutzer and I mentioned, if you will read the first chapter of Philippians and see what Paul said about to live and to die and how he viewed those things. And I want to also encourage you to look at Psalm 27. That's a great passage on overcoming fear. Psalm 27. And we'll be praying for you, Ann. Thank you for your call.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye-bye. 855-586-LIFE is the number. And Justine is our next caller in Connecticut, listening over life-changing radio. Good evening, Justine.
Good evening.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
I was calling to find out a little more about do you need to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit to make it into heaven?
So glad you called about that question. Erwin, a lot of people, I'm sure, have heard that or felt that, and I know you can answer that with clarity.
Yes. Well, you know what the good news is? That when you receive Christ as Savior, you are baptized by the Holy Spirit. You become a part of Christ's body. The passage for you to write down, Justine, I hope that you have a pen or pencil in your hand, is 1 yeah. Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all, not just a few of the Corinthians, but all who have believed, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Greek, bond or free, and we have been all made to drink in one Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the work of God by which you become a member of the body of Christ. Now, initially, in the book of Acts, what you had was speaking in tongues. And the reason for that, based on 1 Corinthians 14, is God was doing a miracle to show that the gospel was now going out in all the diverse languages of the world. It was no longer limited to the Hebrew language. So that's what speaking in tongues is all about. Of course, we could talk about that. It's a longer story. But remember this, you don't have to speak in tongues. What you need to do is, if your faith and trust is in Christ, you have been baptized by the Holy Spirit. You have also been sealed by the Spirit. It says in Ephesians 1. So all of those gifts are wrapped up in Christ.
Yeah. Wonderful to know that, Justine. And I would encourage you to spend some time in the Word looking at books like Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians. There's much in those books about our relationship to the Holy Spirit, and particularly that passage in Romans as well. I would encourage you to look at that. But 1 Corinthians 12, and what was the specific verse, Erwin? 13, yes. 1 Corinthians 12, 13. Would you, Erwin, lead us in prayer for Justine?
Father, I pray for Justine and others who have questions, and we all have questions, and you rejoice when we have questions. Help us to think biblically, to derive those answers from your word, and give us assurance. Give assurance to all those who have truly believed. Give that to them right now as they are listening. And for those who have not believed, bring about a great sense of conviction of sin, that they might be brought to repentance and shown their need of Christ, we pray in His name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Justine. Great to hear from you.
Thank you.
855-586-5433. Pat is our next caller listening in Indiana. Go ahead, Pat. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just listening to the last person at the very end talking about the Holy Spirit. And my question is, okay, I'm 70 years old. I've been saved since my oldest daughter was, well, since I was like 25. Mm-hmm. But I've off and on over the years questioned my salvation. Like recently, like a month or so ago, I didn't think I'd, I mean, I'm involved in a church. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Oh gosh, I don't know. 9 years ago, if that long. And I don't know why recently I started doubting my assurance of my salvation. I mean, I believe in Jesus. I believe he died on the cross for all my sins. But since I started doubting my salvation, I felt like I, you know, when in the Bible it talks about falling away. And I've spoken to my pastor about it, and he says he believes I believe, you know, it's that what my questions are, my doubts aren't doubting Jesus and what he did on the cross for me, and that doubting my salvation doesn't
take your salvation away. Let's talk to Dr. Lutzer about that. If a person doubts, I think of the verse that says, if we believe not, yet he abides faithful, he cannot deny himself. Would that apply to the situation Pat's talking about?
When we talk about doubt, it's very important to distinguish between an honest doubter and a dishonest doubter.
Hmm.
An honest doubter actually wants to know the truth and is willing to accept the truth. A dishonest doubter comes to the scripture, and no matter what evidence is brought, they'll find a reason to get around it. So if Pat is an honest doubter, as I believe she is, one of the mistakes she might have made, and I don't know this for sure, is depending upon that experience of speaking in tongues as the basis of her salvation, rather than the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and raised again and taken to heaven, and the completeness of Christ's work. So if her faith is in that, and Pat, I think that from what you've said it is, then the way you overcome doubt, D.L. Moody said that he always had doubts until he came across one verse of Scripture.
Hmm.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
So to overcome doubt, get into the word, read, you know, the New Testament especially, and all the promises in all the writings, the letters of the New Testament, and put your faith there.
And I have been, and I've got Bible verses taped to the bottom of my computer monitor, and I carry them in my purse, and you know.
All right. I think you're on the right track.
Yes. Let me pray for you, Pat. Lord, thank you for Pat. What a joy to talk with this dear lady who has been honest about times that she struggled with doubts. But Lord, you can take those away. I think of Thomas and how ultimately you granted to him the assurance of his trust in you. And he was told by you to stop doubting and start believing. Lord, I pray that you would just, as Pat spends time meditating on those verses that she has up and thinking about what you have done in her life and how she's come to trust in you and walk with you these many years, that you would just grant to her an absolute assurance, and that she would be able, therefore, to have an even greater and more effective witness to others. And I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. Pat,
thank you.
Great to hear from you. God bless. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, always a treat to have you with me on the program, my brother. We'll need to talk about this topic again, I think.
Thanks, Don, and God bless.
God bless you, and blessings on your upcoming trip to Germany.
Thank you very much.
Folks, pray for Dr. Lutzer and his ministry, and pray for us and ours as well. And again, remember the book, 1 Minute After You Die, can be ordered at christianbook.com. For all of us at Encouragement Live, good night.